News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning. It is the, can you believe this?
29th.
The end of December right now. December 29th. Right here.
2014 is slipping by.
TikTok
until bye-bye.
Yeah. Hey, phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 7:06 in the morning. Good morning. Good morning, Bad Bomb. You survived.
Yes.
Did you, what'd you get for Christmas?
Oh, well, a nice new warm coat, because as you know, I come to work in an open Jeep. And,
and when we hit the weather, we're going to talk about that.
And Brenda and I got a to-be-determined date vacation rental in on the Oregon coast. So we're going to take advantage of that come springtime.
Okay. You know, that's it. So you think you're going to get time off? Or, I mean, is that one of those things?
No, I'll just not show up for a couple of days.
Just give us 6 months out and tell us the exact
I'll pull a Malaysian Airlines.
And, oh, gosh, yeah, we're going to talk about that. Hey, sweetie. Good morning.
Hey,
what's the weather look like?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. Going back to when you say, I tried to watch myself, and I think it's something that we may all look at, you know, like Christmas time is really a time for family celebration. Really interesting dynamics happen at Christmas. You know, people are nice and not so nice. You know, a lot of those things come out. Who can handle stress, just getting together, expectations. And so I tried not to say, what'd you get? So we found ourselves with the grandkids on the phone, like, what'd you get? And the thing is that a kind of a, if we stop saying that, it will be like, I got to go out and get stuff for Christmas.
Yeah. That's true.
You know, like,
that's
I got to go get the stuff for Christmas, because if I don't give the stuff, then people are going to be, their feelings are going to be hurt because they didn't get the stuff. So there's a pressure that happens. And when you say, what'd you get?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Christmas time is, remember Christ? Christmas. And so, and that's why I said to them, you know, okay, that's really nice. Did you thank the Lord?
And what they
said? And they said, yes, we did.
They went to church and everything.
And when we got together with our family gathering in Sacramento,
we went to church.
I said to my brother, who's the patriarch of that family, of course, my father's still the patriarch, but and he was with us. But do you want to say something? And he said, yeah, Merry Christmas. And then his wife. Stood up, and then she gave some words and then did a prayer. Because I just kind of think, like, okay, let's stop for a minute and let's remember this is not a grab bag. It reminds me of those shopping cart things. And, like, can you grab everything and stick it in your cart and go? So, you know, there's, like, you have to be mindful.
Yeah. You know what? Let's talk about that first. Let's go to the weather. They're hiding the weather from you on the other side of the computers there, but there it is.
Okay. Gosh, I don't want to be out of step.
30 degrees. I mean, I've got to say it while you're getting it. 30 degrees outside. Isn't that freezing?
Well,
I was showing out at my place, which is out on Placer Road, 27 this morning, first thing.
Because mine said 34.
I was looking at the forecast. It was 24 in Alturas, you know, and I thought, okay.
Well, we're going to be there.
It looks like it's, again, the forecast is morning frost. Our highs today are going to be 48. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 31. So that's that freezing factor. Tuesday, this is what they're talking about with the breezes tomorrow. There is going to be up to 23 miles with gusts of 34. So not only is it going to be cold, it's almost that kind of Chicago weather, breezy and cold. Mostly clear with Tuesday night around 31. And then we go to some sunny days on Wednesday with clear, with a clear evening on Wednesday night with temperatures around 34. So those are those. I like the fact. I like seasonal weather. So anyway, the weather's brought to you by, and yes, every day, every time we do the weather, it is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And their slogan is, our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, especially now if you've got, you know, problems that you need to have the experts come, 365-3793.
Okay.
Shasta Gas and Propane
In case you're still looking for that thing to do for this coming year, how about this? How about a new Sleep Number bed? That's right. We've had our Sleep Number bed now for 2 years, and I can't think of a better way to start off 2015 for our friends, our audience, our listeners, is to go down there and check out the Sleep Number beds. My Sleep Number setting is 40, and Linda's Sleep Number setting goes between 45, 50, and 40. But, well, it's, you know, different nights. You know, I'm me. I just 40.
My shoulder's been kind of bothering me. I don't know what it is. So I went down with my with my number, so that I would think that a softer number would help with that. So my Sleep Number setting is 40.
Right, and now with the new Sleep Number IQ. Okay, this is optional, but and you can get it on your new Sleep Number beds. It actually empowers you to be able to have a better sleep. How? By it watches the way you sleep. It senses the way you sleep. You don't have to wear anything. You just sleep. And it's going to come up with some ideas, maybe changing your number, other things for you. It can't be easier to use. You'll begin to see a correlation between your daily routines and nighttime sleep, so you can make adjustments in your Sleep Number settings. Wow. It's nothing better than that. And did I say this? Did I say this, that it was 2014 Consumer Reports, that is the leading consumer magazine. Consumer Reports takes no ads or takes no money, and it's rated number one by Consumer Reports. They just check them out, and they measure them, and then they rate them. And our Sleep Number was the number one. And right now, during the lowest prices of the season, you can save $600 on the number one rated Sleep Number i8 bed. Where do you do that? Sleep Number store. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian and Janice. Go down there and have them help you lay on that bed. And then they're going to see
my big brown bed.
And then you're going to go see the numbers, and then you're going to find out how to sleep. I cannot say that we have slept better since we've had our Sleep Number than ever. Okay, let's keep moving. Sleep Number beds. I like it. You know what? I like the bet.
You know what we've done? Can we just share with you? Because I think this is...
So a couple minutes before the break, and then we're going to start catching up on what happened this year.
All right. So, you know, when we took the long drive to Sacramento and back and forth, we started talking about, you know, little adjustments that, you know, not all these big, oh, I'm going to lose. Yeah, I'm going to do, you know. Okay, yeah, we have all these things that we want to really get done, you know. But one of the things that we did that we actually chipped away at yesterday, which was fabulous, is we bought a brand new address book. And inside of the address book, and I think it all came down to the Christmas cards this year, was, you know, name changes. People are emailing everything today. People change their emails. I've lost touch with, I can't remember, you know, I moved from Sacramento. There's this whole group in Sacramento, a whole group in Nashville. I looked at my old address book and how many people have died, how many people have divorced, how many people have moved. I don't even know where they are. And so Carl and I went through both of our addresses, but I had four that I went through, and I'm still got emails out searching for people, need to make calls. And so it felt really good yesterday to combine 7 years we've been married. On January 1st, we'll be married 7 years. That's our anniversary. And we were looking at each other going, okay, well, you send off to your family. I send off to my family. Let me grab yours. And so we combined, and we're working on this combination, and it feels really good because it's a thing about being organized. And that has taken 7 years for us to do that.
Well, we obviously didn't put that at the top of the list.
No, but it's one of those nagging things that this is the year to clean out, to organize, to make things that are not such a hassle, like, you know, the chipped paint.
You know that, and that thing is the weirdest thing. All of a sudden, a piece of paint about the size of a dinner plate fell off the front of the house. I mean,
why? We need to have that done.
It just did that. So we're calling the painter and say, you know, let's start the new year off with at least this part of the house painted.
It's patched.
Until the good weather starts. We just need to patch this. But, I mean, I'm walking by and it just thud. It falls off. And I'm like, oh, come on. Mm. I mean, you know, that was my post-Christmas present. Happened yesterday. It falls off the side of the house.
Oh, we'll come back after the break, Carl. I know you watched a lot of football yesterday.
Well, you know what? Here's the
thing.
Anything that rocked your world? Right. Well, we're going to talk about the playoffs. Just in the sense of who's in it, because I don't know if anybody can keep this straight. That's the only reason I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it one time. Talk about Air Asia Plains, State of Jefferson, City Council, things that have happened this year. Anything that you are thinking that could be great that happened this year. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
Orchard Nutrition Center buys locally to not only support our North State growers and vendors, but buying locally also reduces the time from grower to market, which ensures that your family has the freshest, most nutritious products available.
My name is Pam Giacomini. I'm with Hat Creek Grown Beef up in Hat Creek. Orchard Nutrition Center has been showcasing our product for several years, and we are now their exclusive grass-fed beef producer. They're also cooking our deli rounds in their deli and produce their roast beef sandwiches out of it. Working with the crew here is just fantastic. We really appreciate their work with us and their embracement of local products and good local producers.
Hi, I'm Richard Bloom. We manufacture the MSM Health Solutions products in Anderson, California. It's really good to see a local company like Orchard getting behind manufacturers locally and helping us to produce here locally to sell our products locally.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store. Visit them at 221 Locust Street in Reading or on the web at orchardnutrition.com.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSafe. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would just like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The bobtail drivers are busy delivering kerosene in the mountains, so give Danny a call and get on the delivery list. Johnny's been installing a lot of Toyo heaters, which are also great Christmas presents, so give him a call for a free estimate. Beth and Sherry have been doing a lot of pay-forward accounts, which really helps out this time of year. Robin has clear pearl at the Corning plant now for all the portable heaters. Joe up in Weaverville has clear and red Carol on card lock 24/7. So wherever you are, give us a call. When it comes to keeping people warm for the winter, nobody does it better than Northern Lights Energy. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Carl Lindebach, right here, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, 605-4567. You know, I don't think we have guests today, you know, so we're just going to catch up for this year and let everybody catch up on this year. Tell us what you think was important about this year. I'm going to wait till tomorrow to go get into the ones who have passed. And I don't want to make it sound morbid, but all the people that passed away in 2014, I mean, huge names that have left us. But hey, think about this. It's not too late to keep giving. That's right. blood source is still looking for people to donate blood. So you can head on down to 1880 Park Marina Drive. Go on down, give a pint of blood. They're looking for 800 donors. So they've had, up to now, they've had over 700. So the 800 ones they're looking for are to help save lives, that one out of every seven people in the hospital needs it. One pint of blood can save, or one unit of blood can save three lives. All of these things are important. All of this. Give them a call at 242-3005 or head on down to Blood Source. Okay, the last thing, and this is important because the California Highway Patrol said they are out, and they are out strong between Christmas and New Year's, and they are picking people up for DUI. So how do you avoid that besides not drinking or watching how much you drink? But can you even – are you even sure anymore that that two drinks, maybe that's going to push you over to that, that level if you're not sure? Well, here's what's happening. The Twin View Towing is giving free rides up to 5 mile radius of Redding. It began on Christmas Eve, and it's going to continue through January 1st. Yes. So you can get home sober. If not sober, you can get home safely without being arrested. Give them a call, 243-1010, 243-1010. Write that number down. Put it in your envelope, or put it in your wallet. Tattoo it on your arm. Whatever it takes, because in that night, you could do it like the old guy did and tattoo it on your forehead and say, when I drink too much, call this number. And in January, what did you find? I found that amusing. In January, you can head on down to Happy Neuter Year at Haven Humane for $20. Get your male dog or cat fixed.
That's fantastic.
Okay, I've just had to get those all out of the way here, and I'm going to mention them again because there's a lot of things, especially that Twin View Towing. Thanks a lot, Twin View Towing.
Also in the news, I know for many of you Harry Potter fans, British actor David Ryle has died, according to multiple reports. He was 79. The veteran of film, TV, and theater played Elpheus Dodge in the Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows film. His character was Ministry of Magic, jurist, and friend of Albus Dumbledore. So he also was in The Elephant Man and Around the World in 80 Days in 2004. Among his most recent work was playing Old Bert in the TV series The Village. So we applaud, you know, his lifetime achievement and see you in heaven, you know.
Well, that's a, you know, we're going to, like, tomorrow.
I want to talk about this jetliner. Well, you know, it's like the white elephant in the room.
Well, how about tomorrow we talk about all those past, like I said, you know, a couple of minutes ago. We get all those things caught up. So I hadn't even seen that one's name. Yeah. Well, no, AirAsia. AirAsia jet went down. And that was the 136 people. And I had that as my top, is not my top story, but one of the things I want to talk about today. They've got very heavy storms, could be a cause, be part of the cause. But this has really been bad for Malaysian Air because AirAsia was out of Malaysia. I don't know if you've got it right there in front of you, but the Malaysian Airline 370 that disappeared, that, you know, has there ever been anybody that's even actually thought where this plane may end up, ended up at?
Modern-day Andrea Doria.
Not counting the conspiracy theorist who said that it's landed and people have seen it since then.
Really?
Well, of course. I mean, you can't just have an airline disappear.
Was Elvis on it?
Elvis and Jimi Hendrix. And who was the
JFK.
Other one? Well, no, JFK. No, John Jr. was one of the ones. And then Malaysian Airliner 17. Okay, Malaysian Airlines 370 that disappeared. Malaysian Airlines 17 was shot down over the Ukraine. If I was people and I was on the Malaysian Airlines, I would not fly with anything with a 7 in it.
Well, in this case, it was an Airbus A320, and not a lot of parallels between the two incidents. I was just looking on Flipboard here at an article from CNN. In this case, the pilots were in communication. It wasn't the mystery of having the transponders on the plane turned off, and it just drifted off into nowhere.
No, this one was like they were followed on radar.
They asked permission to climb over some heavy weather, and it's entirely possible that the aircraft was caught in a heavy downdraft, very, very severe thunderstorms in the area, and even a modern jetliner is no match for the power of a thunderstorm if it gets caught in a downdraft, and could have gotten damaged and pulled down before they could even get a word out there on the radio.
They're saying they think it's at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah,
from watching
there
the radar.
There is a search operation right now involving 30 ships and 50 aircraft. So, I feel for the families. I just can't even believe the last one that happened. It was just, you're in shock about poof.
You get shot down.
Nothing.
One, you get shot down.
But there's no conclusive, where is
the other one, 370.
Where's my son who poofed in the air?
They have nothing there.
You know what?
They have no idea where it's at. I mean, they thought it was heading back toward Malaysia. And then it was heading toward Thailand. And in that area, but then they lost it.
Of course, people who believe in phenomena like the Bermuda Triangle, and there is a corresponding area in the east, far east somewhere to the Bermuda Triangle, which was frequented also by pirates, where a lot of ships and aircraft have gone missing. But it is such a technologically void area, in spite of the fact there's a lot of heavy population nearby, that there's just no radar coverage of vast swaths of that area.
And that's right, Joe. Linda was saying poof. She was not saying poop. When she was going poop in the air.
No.
Okay. The other thing, too, is, here's another big story for this year. How about the drought? How about the emptying of Lake Shasta? Onion Grower just says Lake Shasta is 40% of capacity. Historical average for this date is 65%.
I would point out, however, that the amount of water during the month of December has doubled. So that's a positive thing. And, yes, the glass is half empty, I guess. But I'm looking that
How could it be?
It's bad, but it's not horrid.
How could it be? Okay, I guess I obviously don't understand this because Onion Grower and his facts are usually right on. It says it's 40% full. Yet when we said that the lake was at 947 feet out of 1,067.
Okay. Lakes are measured by the surface above sea level is how we measure lakes.
Okay.
It's not 1,000 feet deep. And the capacity is measured, of course, in acre feet. And if you give a minute, I'll look up the latest numbers.
Okay. Breaking news. Objects oil spotted in search for Air Asia jet not related to crash.
They found things that are not related to the crash?
So I don't know how you – I guess you would know that oil could not be on the plane, whatever. But it's saying it's not related, according to this breaking news.
Unintended consequences. Obama and his signing an executive order which keeps millions of people here. Farmers. Cut this off the news yesterday. And happened to just see it in the Record Searchlight here, too. Thousands of the state farm workers who make up a significant portion of those who will benefit of that 5 million people who are not going to be deported may choose to leave the uncertainty of their seasonal jobs for steady year-round work building homes, cooking in restaurants, and cleaning hotel rooms. In other words, taking those jobs away from either other previous illegals that are here or from people that aren't here illegally. But what's that do then to your farm industry? Oh, well, we need those people there to do the farm work. Well, if you shut the gates down, which is what Obama says he's going to do, which we don't believe for a second, and say that then if those people leave those jobs to go to more stable jobs, then we're going to have a shortage of farm workers under this new act. I wonder if anybody ever thought of that. I wonder if anybody ever actually said, do you know what could happen here? This means is now we don't have farm workers because now they're going to go take – well, what it could do is push those others, the ones who were here illegally for, say, 10 years. They could take the ones that are here illegally for 10 years and then the ones that are here illegally for less than 5, that now they know they're not going to be pushed out. They could push out of the jobs that people have been here illegally for 10 years who will then have to go get other jobs, maybe go back to the fields. This could work out, but I don't think so. I think that it says that 85% of California's agricultural workers are using false documents to obtain work. Figure this one guy that heads up the Fresno-based Nisei Farmers League figures that 50,000 of the state's farm workers who may benefit from the president's executive accounts action could leave the fields and packing houses in California's $46.4 billion industry. Wow. Imagine that. Imagine that happening. The fact is that, hey, we're not gonna deport people, so now they just leave the fields anyway. All right, Bad Bob, you're chomping at the bit here.
All right, here's the big numbers. Of course, on December the 1st, and that's the number I'm using as a reference, 889 feet above sea level with a storage of just over a million acre feet of water. As of last night, it was 947 feet above sea level, which gives it about a 50-foot rise in a month. And the current storage is 1.8 million acre feet. So it's almost doubled the amount of water in a month. If the trend continues, we will be okay. We won't be great, but we'll be okay. But it depends on what happens in January, of course.
Well, you're married to the weather woman.
I
know occasionally she rains on your parade.
Yeah. Right now, forecasters are cautiously optimistic. The El Nino is not a particularly strong one. And the models are mixed over the next 30 days. And that's one of the things she was not looking forward to this morning, was checking the latest model runs. And you have to realize the number of variables in weather forecasting are just astronomical.
But, you know, I see these guys in the morning, and we got to take a break. But, you know, they're looking out a week, 10 days, but they're not looking out for a month. They can look and get kind of like fronts that are coming in. And they've been, you know what, they've been pretty good on our local weather, on what they've been saying.
As you go out, confidence levels drop off dramatically, which makes it amusing when somebody tries to tell me what the weather is going to be in 25 years.
I mean, how can I? Yeah, it's not good. We're going to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh. Here it is, December the 29th. We're almost out of 2014, and there's no place to get a little fill-up either, even though the oil gas is a lot cheaper again. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. I hope you're having a good Monday. Good morning.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
This is United States Navy Captain John Brigelli, forward deployed with the U.S. 7th Fleet in Yokosuka, Japan, and proudly serving in the Asia-Pacific area of operations. I want to wish my family and friends in Red Bluff, California, happy holidays. Thank you for your support, and thanks to all Americans who back the U.S. Navy.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
To my imagination, did that just sound like one of those electronic games?
I don't know. I think it was
like, you know,
not.
It was, no, it wasn't.
Was that
it?
Was AJR and uh-huh. I'm Ready.
I'll be ready.
I like you, Bob. I love the music you pick out. You find some new selections. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. They are celebrating 40 years.
Well, no, he's got 46 years in business, but 21 years right there at the same spot on 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. And you may have missed Christmas, guys, by the way. He had the best of all there. If you can,
still
he,
does.
Still does. You can. You know what? You know what?
And he can get it for
you. Know
for
who invented Valentine's Day? This. You know who invented Valentine's Day, Bob? This was guys invented Valentine's Day. You know why? Because
you selling cards?
No, because you screwed up at Christmas.
No.
And you need to save yourself in the whole year before, you know, because it's already been a year, it's already been a month, you've listened to how you messed up. So now you have Valentine's Day, you can go down and rescue it with, a, you know, some flowers, some candy, or some great jewelry from Four Winds Jewelry.
Yeah, go to Leonard. He's going to. In fact, I'm going and popping in today to have him do some watch repair for me. He is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. You want to go
great
in?
Guy.
You go get an expert opinion, expert advice. In fact, my mother gave me while I was gone my grandmother's watch. She gave to me to have it fixed and said, okay, that my clasp isn't working. I need to have the battery. And here's a story, perfect story. She had given this watch to a jeweler or somebody that she had moved and heard about, whatever. And they sent away her watch. And it was what I guess they call it a 17 jewel, which means inside of the watch there's these jewels. And my mom got ripped off. So you want to go to somebody who's honest. When they sent the watch back from whatever it was that they were repairing it, they replaced the mechanism, replaced the entire inside. So anyway, so my mom gave me the watch and said, please take this to Leonard and have the clasp done. And so it's nice to know that there's someone you can trust, let's say, with, you know, a family heirloom where the insides are maybe those 17 jewels. So
good morning to us, son.
Sun gold.
There.
We love our chat pack.
She's 29 degrees at her house. She's picking oranges like crazy. Her so she's off right
when
now.
When are we having our chat pack breakfast?
It's January.
We're
going to
have
6th.
A chat. Okay. Oh,
be next
good.
Week.
That's, there you
next
go.
Week. Okay.
Okay. So let's go ahead. You want me to do this?
You can.
Or did you want to go first?
No, you can go on.
Because we're all excited about sharing stuff.
Because I want to start catching up on the state here. So you go on first.
Okay. Well, I am going to. You know, I pull up USA Today and I go between USA Today, Washington Post, Huffington Post. I go to the Wall Street Journal. I just kind of flip around to see, you know, what's happening in the headlines. But trending on social, you tell me when you want me to stop. These are the headlines. Object spotted at sea as search for jet continues. Analysis. Steep, swift decline led to Mike Smith's ouster with Falcons. New York Jets fire Rex Ryan and John Idzik.
I think those are their coaches, maybe general manager too.
Do you want me to click on them?
No.
Obama again, most admired man. Gallup reports.
You know what? Where did they get that from? Okay, that one. You know, I wrote a blog on Reading.com, and it's called
Gallup.
Obama's.
I said Gallup, but yeah, you didn't miss it. It's Gallup.
Anyway, the Obama's. Approval rating tanks with the military. And they had over 10,000 military members return the survey. And, his approval rating is like 15%. So I put that out there. I'd read it on military.com. It had been out there for a week or so. But I thought, well, you know what? let's put it out there and let's say why. And it was more than just Obama. They've lost, you know, the morale's down. The men and women have lost confidence in the president and his ability to get things done and taking care of them. So when I put that out there, I had more comments on that blog, and there's from people that are saying, oh, how can you put this out there? It's an unscientific blog. This is unscientific. Well, why? Because they asked 10,000, they put it out in military.com and 10,000 people answered. Okay, maybe it wasn't set up. So we took a sampling of 400 people out of 800,000. And how is that? I mean, you can never convince me that that is totally right, too. Just look at the polls that are taken before, after, and during elections and the exit polls. Yeah, don't even go there with me about that. So, you just hate Obama. No, I don't hate Obama. I don't hate very many things. I don't hate people. It's not worth my time. Why would I hate somebody I don't know? What I dislike is his policies and the things he's done to the military. And I can go back from the very beginning, from the first day he was inaugurated, and talk about his disdain for the military. And I will. I will. I'm going to put a series of blogs out this year.
Good.
Obama's disdain for the military and his and the people around him, which is probably even worse and more dangerous, their disdain for the military. I just reported, and I didn't report, it's been reported, I just put online things that people already knew, that I knew from being in the military with these, you know, with guys and keeping in contact with them. It's dangerous out there.
Okay.
It's dangerous out there. And the fact is that Obama has caused part of that. And so that is the one that got the most. That's the one that got, you know, a lot of blogs saying, you just dislike him and it wasn't, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, of course it's his fault.
Along those lines, I need to ask you what your feeling is about this. And I think our listeners' ears right now are going to perk up a little bit. And I'll tell you what, this is really comes close to home. I just, you know, through the holiday season, knowing about this, someone in someone's family is doing a, wanting to change their sex. Not whether they...
Well, we should change the subject on this.
No, because this has to do with the fact
with
that...
With military?
Yes. So, okay, so now this person is not necessarily gone to the sex operation, but changed their names, taken testosterone, dressing, you know, in the opposite, you know, where they were. And then this person said to me, well, you know, they want to go to medical school and how they're going to afford it. Maybe they can go into the military. Now, I looked at them and went, are you kidding? I said, are we at a place right now where
I'm not sure if transgenders can go into the military.
I don't.
Right
that's
now.
What I'm asking you because it was a big discussion. And I thought, right now, with this person going through the sex, like I'm not really this person, I'm this person, where do they go to the bathroom? What are the kind of things have they gone through? You know, they've just chosen this lifestyle and, you know, it was like all the family being around this person when they were, you know, and kind of like embracing that person. So my question for you is if this person wanted to go, that was a really good candidate for being a doctor, what if people, but they could put back time.
No, the answer's no.
Okay.
The answer's no. They can't. Transgenders right now that I know of that are going through the process of changing can't enlist because they're still part. They're still one, or they're half and half. And there is. So is the military supposed to pay for the rest of it? No. So that this thing right now is there. If there's transgenders in the military, I imagine. I'm sure there must be. They're trying to change. I don't know what they're going to do unless you get. You know, I don't think that the military or your taxpayer should pay for that, my taxpayer money. If this is a choice you want to make, then have it done on the outside and then come back and then let the military try and figure that one out. You were PFC Joe Schwartz, and now you're coming back as PFC Josephine Schwartz. You could have the same job. You just have to –
I'm saying
just,
that it's right
it's
there.
Just, you have to change paperwork, but no, one people that are going through it or they think they want to be, you know, that I don't see the military taking them at all because there's too many things that can go wrong with this whole project. Now, I could be
completely wrong.
I could be totally wrong. And, oh yeah, we're gonna list transgender.
Well, that should be really interesting.
If they've already switched, isn't a transgender somebody that's already switched too though?
Well, I mean, if they're in the process of
maybe
not having a sex change, but doing
that. Don't even want to touch that.
Now, other things that I just – I'm curious about that because it's been on my mind. Other things that are on when they talk – when we go to the trending, and then we're going to say what's trending right now. I've told you about Obama again, most admired man, and I said Gallup reports. But analysis, sleep, swift decline led to Mike Smith's ouster with Falcons. Right now. Did I say that already?
You said that already. Have I said this already?
You want to
take a break?
Oh, okay.
We'll be right back.
There's a lot more here I want to talk about.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Happy holidays. Holiday season is among us. What to get family, friends, neighbors, or co-workers? Well, check out Tobacco & Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco & Brew has a variety of wine, cigars, assorted coffees and teas, and other goodies. If you're searching for those under $20 gifts, Tobacco & Brew has just received a shipment of armored wallets priced at just $9.99. Be smart. Be protected from identity theft with an armored wallet. Great stocking stuffer. Also new at Tobacco & Brew in the largest walk-in humidor, Headley Grange, Fort Kicks, J.D. Howard Reserve, and Super Ligero, all top-rated by Cigar Aficionado. While you're there, get your coffee by the pound. Holiday favorites, pumpkin spice, s'mores, and the special of the month, Sally's Strawberry Mocha, 16 ounces for just $3.50. It's all at Tobacco & Brew.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:48 in the morning. 30 degrees out there today on the 29th of December. Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's going to be kind of clear today, but it's going to be chilly, as you could possibly
and
imagine.
Wind by New Year's Eve.
Wind by New Year's Eve, of course. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Norton Firearms Instruction. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. All the instructors are NRA trained, and you can have a great time out there. With the number of concealed carry permits going up, up, up throughout the state of California, throughout the United States, and there's reasons for that. We'll probably discuss that over the next couple of days. You can get yours at NFI. Give them a call at 999-1822. Register online at readingccw.com. All right. Okay, I'm just going to throw this out because in case you're confused or if you don't care, you can get through it all in one quick 2-minute spot. And that, of course, is the playoff picture. The wild cards will be, in case you don't even know who they are, because it's difficult to keep them straight. On January 3rd, the wild card playoffs will be the Arizona Cardinals at the Carolina Panthers. The Baltimore Ravens and the Steelers will be on January 3rd. On January 4th, the Cincinnati Bengals and the Indianapolis Colts. And also on the 4th, the Detroit Lions against the Dallas Cowboys. The following week, one of the wild card winners are going to play the Patriots. Another wild card winner is going to play the Seattle Seahawks. Neither one of those do you really want to play. And on January 11th, the other two wild card playoffs are going to be against Green Bay and Denver. All right, there you go. There's your 12 teams or they're in the playoffs. Patriots, Seattle, Green Bay, Denver, Arizona Cardinals, the Carolina Panthers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens, Cincinnati Bengals, Indianapolis Colts, Detroit Lions, and the Cowboys. I did not see. I'm looking. Did I miss the San Francisco 49ers? And why is this such big news? Harbaugh is leaving. They made an announcement on the website.
What do you think of that?
I think this guy, you know, when they talk about can this guy coach in the, you know, in the professionals? Well, obviously he can coach in the professional leagues. I mean, he's got a great record. He's won division championships. He's taken them to the playoffs. He's gotten into the Super Bowl in all this in 5 years. Well, yeah, because Jim Harbaugh is.
You predicted he was going to get sacked.
Well, I didn't say sacked. I just said he's going to be leaving. You know, the fact is he does have a year left on his contract, from what I understand, but. The thing is that there was a lot of unhappiness. There were some people in the clubhouse. Oh, he doesn't treat us like professionals. Well, what's that mean? He doesn't treat us like professionals. A professional goes out there and plays to win, doesn't have little snits or anything like that. You know what? You may not like your coach, but your coach has gotten you into the playoffs, has gotten you into the Super Bowl. Come on. Anyway, do I like his, I mean, I don't dislike somebody I don't know. I watch him running around on the sidelines, and, it doesn't appeal to me. But then again, he's had great success. Supposedly going to the University of Michigan, going to be the highest paid college coach in the country. Something like $8 million a year. Wow. Do they make that much money out of college football? Is it that lucrative they can pay him? Of course, those are just rumors again. Now, the question is who's going to come in and take his place? Who's going to take the new Oakland Raiders helm? Who would – it's going to be hard taking the San Francisco 49ers place. Even though they had an 8-8 or an 8-9 season this year or 8-8 season this year, they've still got some great players. On the other hand, Oakland – you kind of want to take over the Oakland team because the only thing you can really do is go up, and they only won 4 games this year. And they may not even be here. They may be down in L.A. Can you believe that? The L.A. Raiders. I don't think I could handle that. I don't know. L.A. Raiders. I don't know. It's just something about Oakland. I didn't like them for such a long time. Now I kind of identifying with them. I'm not sure why. So, down deep, I'm a thug. Already, Obama has threatened the veto already. While he's on vacation, he has said, I have a pen and I'm going to veto legislation that I don't agree with. You know, I don't understand, Mr. President, that you cannot see the country has spoken. And the way you've done it is you say, well, only 40%, only 45% of the people voted. I hear the other 50%. Well, sorry, the only ones you really should hear are the ones that voted, the ones that cared. What do you mean you hear the other 50%? If that's the case, you should have heard the other 49% that voted against you for the last 8 years. You didn't say, I hear those people too. No. The people that voted said something. What they said was, we don't like your policies. Sorry. We want you to change your policies. We want to change how this country, the direction the country is going. We want to change these things. And you should listen, Mr. President. I mean, end the year. You should, if anything, ended the year by saying something by like this. You know, I haven't made all the right decisions in this past, you know, since I've been president. I've done the best I could with the, you know, with the information I had. But I also realize that we have a chance to move forward here this next 2 years. We have a chance to keep our men at home, a chance to maybe build some coalitions to fight ISIS, but to keep our men out and women out of the fight. I realize that Wall Street has built itself back up again until we have these too big to fail again. I think we need to take another whack at that. I think we need to take a look at getting our manufacturing back to the United States by doing some tax breaks. But the one thing I'm really willing to do is I'm really willing to listen and work with this Republican House of Representatives and Republican Senate, because we want to move the place. We want to move the country forward. We need to fix our illegal problem here. Let's figure out how to do it. Let's just roll our sleeves up and let's do it. And how about getting, like I said, more manufacturing back? How about rebuilding the middle class? I'm willing to work with Republicans to do that and the Democrats, but let's get together. Let's not throw out these little, threats. I've got a veto pen. Hey, look, you guys aren't doing it fast enough. I'm just going to do executive orders, which can be changed immediately when the next president is elected. And you look at the Republican side. You have women, you have blacks, you have Hispanics, you have whites married to Mexican nationals, speaks Spanish. You have all of these people running or looking like they're going to run for president. I mean, you can't get a more diverse group than that. I'm not sure who the Democrats are running. They're running a 68-year-old lady, Hillary. She's been around for a long time. I'm not sure who else they've got to run. But the Republicans are bringing in a whole new group here, maybe a group that can open up and make the tent a lot bigger. But the bottom line, Mr. President, for 2 years, I implore you, reach out to these guys. The Republicans, you can snow them in a second. Come on. But reach out to them and let's get some things done for our country and not go the opposite direction. Okay. Do you know how you can get in trouble in an airliner with the attendants?
What?
Okay.
I'm sure you have experience.
Well, Bob?
I saw that article on pet peeves that airline attendants have, and I guess one of the top ones is that as they go by, don't reach out and pat the nearest body part
to get
their
God.
Attention.
Well, that would have been a time that, you know, people patted heinies. You know, bosses, it just, it wasn't too far, 80s, up to the 80s. It was just, now, you know, there was, God forbid, you'd somebody touch a body part.
We may have swung to an extreme.
Yes,
that,
yes. But anyways, go ahead.
You used to get patted all the time, didn't you?
Well, I did,
by these
old
guys? You told me. 7-year-old guys, you go by, hey, great song, pat you on the butt. Get all, never miss a chance to pat a gold. Never miss a chance to pat a gold digger. As she goes by.
Never saying a thing. Always in good taste. Nothing ever.
Okay, this
sleazy.
Is one of the things. If you really want to have bad service after you say this to the to an airline attendant, hey, want to join me in the Mile High Club?
What?
These are things that people have said to airline attendants, which just ruins their day. They're doing the safety demonstration. They're looking there saying, you have to click this, you have to put this on. And people looking at him and going, smile. Come on, smile. You're being too serious.
Oh.
Excuse me, but we're doing serious work here. I need to use the restroom. Right after everybody sat down, seat lights, you know, before. And they said, you can't take off until while somebody's still walking around. You know, frankly, on that one, you know, you're going to need to be up a little bit on that one, the airline attendants. You know, sometimes I think you guys get too officious here. I mean, people are nervous. Maybe this is only the first time they've flown, and all of a sudden they've got to go to the bathroom. They've already gone 4 times in the terminal. And once they sit down, it's just like, oh, I've just got to go again. Well, that one I think you need to kind of back off on. I can make it fit. You, what am I talking about? How about that overhead luggage?
Yes.
How about watching somebody cram 150 pounds of luggage in a 25-pound spot, pushing it in, pounding it sideways, upside down, other way, moving everybody else's stuff around because their stuff is much more important than your stuff. It doesn't work. You can't do it. And then here's my favorite part of my whole morning, watching the airline attendant take it and wheel it out. Bag big enough for every for three of us to live on in a week in Hungary. And they take it out.
Okay, we have to take a break. We've talked about what's happening up in the air, the no-nos. But let's talk about what's happening in the bottom of the ocean. I've got a great article I want to share with you when we get back here. KCNR 1460.
Is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Two oil spots, an object seen floating in the sea, not much to go on as the search continues for an Air Asia jetliner that disappeared yesterday morning after taking off from Indonesia. Weather was rough at the time, but former NTSB Chairman Deborah Herzman told CBS's This Morning, severe weather normally does not knock large commercial aircraft like this one out of the sky.
It is a factor when you talk about smaller aircraft going into thunderstorms, in-flight breakups, are a possibility, but we don't usually see that with commercial large transport category aircraft.
Herzman appeared on CBS's This Morning. Aviation analyst Julian Bray, meanwhile, says it's likely the missing flight wound up in the water.
There's an outside possibility that it might have actually gone onto land, but then you'd still get locator beacons and everything else pinging, and they hadn't heard anything from it.
It is known the pilot was trying to escape rough weather at the time. New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says it was wrong for some officers to turn their backs on Mayor Bill de Blasio when he spoke over the weekend at the funeral for a slain officer, Rafael Ramos.
That funeral was held to honor Officer Ramos, and to bring politics, issues into that event, I think was very inappropriate.
Bratton appeared on CBS's Face the Nation. Times Square getting ready to host one of the biggest New Year's Eve parties on the planet. They expect about 1 million people to turn out. The honor of flicking the switch that makes that famous ball move will, according to Times Square Alliance President Tim Tompkins, go for the first time to the International Rescue Committee.
It's because there's so many parallels between the experience of refugees who, again, leave behind the negative parts of their past. They hold on to the good stuff, but they start anew when they come to a new land.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been mostly higher in early trading. Right now, it's up by about 12 points. And this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Got pain? Get Zim's Max Freeze. Zim's Max Freeze. Maximum muscle and joint pain relief. Your solution for temporary relief of aches and pains. Zim's Max Freeze knows your pain and relieves backaches, strains, bruises, and sprains. If you're a senior, weekend warrior, or seasoned athlete, get Zim's Max Freeze. Zim's Max Freeze is fast-acting and deep-penetrating with no lingering odor. Available at all major retailers.
Lawyers representing about 1,500 homeowners hit by Superstorm Sandy are trying to prove that some engineering firms hired to inspect the damage actually filed bogus reports trying to give insurance companies ammunition to deny claims. More from SRN's Jeremy House.
It's an allegation that so far isn't supported by much proof. However, a federal judge in New York says he's concerned enough about evidence on unprincipled practices in one case to order insurers to produce thousands of additional records. Insurance companies insist they have no motive to rig the system. Engineers say while they were sometimes challenged to justify findings, they never fudged their conclusions to suit a client.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The Obama administration expected soon to propose rules for commercial drone operations in U.S. skies, but key decisions on exactly how much access to grant drones are likely to come before Congress next year. It's not clear what the rules will be at this point. This is SRN News. After a lab technician was accidentally exposed, Ebola response coordinator Ron Klain says a Federal labs should have done a much better job of handling live samples of the Ebola virus, and some changes need to be made.
It's obviously unacceptable to have any mishandling of Ebola materials. Dr. Frieden, the director of CDC, has promised a full review and a report within 4 weeks.
Klain told CBS's Face the Nation that the technician is being monitored daily now and shows no sign of infection, but the exposure never should have happened. Richard Bernstein has been preparing for weeks to become Michigan's newest Supreme Court justice, which he will on New Year's Day. One little problem, he's blind, and he says that actually makes it harder to prepare for cases, but he's up to the challenge.
Memorizing a new building, a new office, as well as, you know, committing to memory and internalizing all the various cases, you know, that are set before me so as to engage with the other justices and engage in oral arguments.
More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:05 in the morning, December the 29th. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 605-4567 is our phone
good
number.
Morning.
And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
We have, first of all, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Gosh, you know what? I wouldn't want to be you if your filters were thick and heavy and your heating wasn't working right now, especially with the chilled, freezing temperatures. Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his crew have been serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. The warranties are guaranteed 7 days a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, you two. Good morning. I want to hear your story, Linda.
Oh, well, you can hear it after because it's gonna. I've got a couple kind of ones that are, you know, me. I like to find the weird and the you know, obscure. Go
anyway,
ahead.
Tonight is the un-tea party. We're not having a meeting tonight. We'll resume.
Next year.
We'll resume again on the 5th, and on the 5th, we will have Patrick Jones, Rob Burrows, and
Tom Corrado.
And they are going to be talking about
all kinds of things.
And their new show.
At the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody wrote, somebody said, where's the, this is terrible. Indonesia stores its commercial jet fleet.
No.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. So they're going to be there next Monday.
Yeah, that'll be January 5th. But we're not doing anything, and we just want everybody to have a happy New Year.
A safe New Year.
You know, and enjoy your week, enjoy family. We had all our kids in, and that's a herd. It's hilarious. We have 5 kids. And
how many grandkids?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and they're all nuts.
How many grandkids?
3 grandkids.
Okay.
And 1 great-granddaughter.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, Terry. So what's your? Do you have a tradition that's kind of like a wacky tradition?
We're always wacky. We rented a house in Tahoe this summer. It was hilarious.
Oh.
I mean, you get us all together, and my kids are funny.
That's great. Well, I wonder where
that, Buford. Do people understand how funny you are? I mean, funny,
I'm
comical?
I'm humorous. Mr. Mustard.
You have several different aliases. Like, I wonder, like, who you're going to be
next year
when you call in 2015.
It all depends, my dear.
I want to drink your, well, something.
I don't want your money. I just want your blood.
We did this before.
Okay, the un-tea party tonight, so don't show up.
The un-tea party, so everybody have a great day. And
thank you.
Enjoy lots of good bowl games on. Good job on the football, buddy.
Well, you know what? Frankly, I can't keep them all straight, and it was all written down in one spot, so I thought, no, I'll just share it with people.
Well, we're going to have a lot of things to share on Jefferson right after the first.
Well, you know, that's
we've
the,
got a lot
that's
of things
thing.
Coming up.
We got
a huge amount of things coming up.
Yeah, we got Mark Beard coming in, so we can get a big catch-up on it. Where's the state of Jefferson going to go for 2015? Y'all had a big 2014.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to be in Sacramento on the 15th. We know that.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about that with Mark.
Yeah,
Beard
you have that on there.
Yeah,
on your list.
Okay, buddy.
All right, you two.
All right,
fun.
Terry.
Happy New Year. Be careful.
Happy New Year.
All right.
Okay, I told you I was going to talk to you after the break about what's happening at the bottom of the ocean, but something popped up, and I just, you know, this is kind of, we're at the end of the year, so I want to talk about obscure things. Carl's looking like, what? No, just sit there and listen. Her stolen Wicasket inside. Los Angeles. A pastor's wife says a hearse was stolen from outside a Southern California church ahead of funeral services with a casket inside. The hearse was idling outside Ebenezer Baptist Church in South Los Angeles while the funeral director arranged flowers for Saturday morning service for 19-year-old John T. Lou Reed.
Wait a minute. So it was in front of the Ebenezer Church? You don't think Scrooge is taking it?
Well, it's called Ebenezer Baptist Church. Shirley Little, the pastor's wife, said the director called ministry friends for help when he saw the hearse was missing. Little says family members driving to the funeral had been notified and stopped the hearse four blocks from the church. So evidently somebody jumped in and stole the hearse while it was running. Okay, well, anyway, so
it's one of those things. I mean,
is that not a worthy story?
No, it was a worthy story. I'm trying to, you know what? It doesn't surprise me.
I know.
I mean, this is the terrible thing. It doesn't surprise me.
No.
There are some things that do surprise
me. Well, then maybe this will surprise you.
Tell me about the bottom of the ocean.
Okay, the remains of 37 Byzantine shipwrecks are giving archaeologists a first ever look at the empire's long oared galleys and may reveal how shipbuilding evolved during the Middle Ages. Live Science reports the shipwrecks were found in a part of Istanbul called Yenikapi, whose harbor was built during the reign of Roman Emperor Theodosius, but filled with a river split 1,100 years later and was forgotten. The site discovered in 2004 during construction of a rail link from Asia to Europe has yielded leather shoes, wooden combs, camel bones, and human heads and human heads that may have belonged to criminals whose skulls were thrown in the harbor. As for the shipwrecks, never before has such a large number of types of well-preserved vessels been found at a single location. His new report on eight of the ships, which date from the 7th to 10th centuries, has been published in by the International Journal of Nautical Archaeology.
Okay.
I mean, don't you just love... You know what? This is what's beautiful about our world, the ever-evolving. That's why I always talk to you about some dinosaur or some, you know, crazy thing that's been found in Iceland up in the, I don't know, or in the Himalayas, something that, you know, they found that's been extinct for thousands of years. And I love these stories. So every time we turn around, our Earth is... Or our people are discovering things that link us to the past. And it's just a fascinating thing to me. I love science and archaeology because of that.
Okay. One of the things that we're going to talk about tomorrow is changes that are coming on for next year. And that includes plastic bags. I believe that plastic bags are the only things that you can use in grocery stores and other outlets. And we were in this one place and they said, yeah, this is sorry about these plastic bags we're using now, but they're obviously getting the worst kind because we're switching over to paper. I said, you're going to charge for paper? And they said, well, yeah, 30 cents a bag. And I looked at them. I looked at this guy and I said, you're going to charge 30 cents a bag, a paper bag? He goes, yep. And so I can't help but think about this. How much does a paper bag cost? I mean, really. Does a paper bag cost 30 cents? No. Does it cost 15 cents? Does it cost 5 cents? Does anybody know? Bob, hop onto the computer. How much does a regular paper bag that you would put your groceries or produce or other items like from World Market or any of these places, how much does that cost? Because if this place is charging 30 cents, I mean, and then when you ask places like Safeway or Holiday or any of these, how much are you going to just give us the bags or are you going to charge? Oh, no, we're going to charge. How much? Oh, we don't know yet. Now, here's the other thing is that how many times when you're looking at the paper bags that they only fill them like halfway? And when they fill them only to halfway, does that mean is that hey, do you get a bonus for the amount of – okay, you can – if you give out 500 paper bags during your shift, you get a bonus this week because they're making money. Or is it – no, you can put more in there. You can put more. I want you to double bag it. Now, see, you used to be able to double bag things when they put heavy stuff in it. So the other day we went into a place that's all they do is Trader Joe's is you get paper bags. And
unless you bring your recyclable.
Unless you bring. Okay, right. Now here's the thing. Do you have your recyclable bag? That's how you fight them. And we have ours. We've got four huge bags. The only problem is with that is, right, you have to bring them with you.
It's retraining your thought.
And you walk in without them. Now you're going to have to start buying those bags.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you a lot of times they'll put things in kind of heavy, and they give you these little bags with these little paper handles on them that rip immediately. So there you go. So you don't have the handle. So now you just have to carry them like the old bags. You don't put them underneath your arm and all that. How much are they going to be charging? Do you know how much those bags cost, Bad Bob?
From checking the site Uline, which is a big wholesale supplier, a 250 bundle costs about $80.
A 250 bundle?
Yeah.
Cost $80.
Yeah.
So that's what?
That's about, what, well, ooh, actually, that's pretty
about
close.
30, yeah. That's about 30 cents a bag.
Price of paper products has really gone up.
Okay, I'm trying to tell you about
this
article.
What if you have 1,000? What?
Well, there's an article that I pulled up, and it said the ban in California was welcomed by grocery store owners in the state who spend millions of dollars a year on plastic bags. I think they're going to, in this bill, this is a September
article.
But it also says a state plastic ban saves taxpayers a huge amount of money spent on litter cleanup and protects the environment. As the nation's most populous state, California's ban is seen as a bellwether for plastic bag legislations in other states. Also, our throwaway society is not sustainable, but there was something in here that was very interesting, that the American Progressive Bag Alliance, a group that represents companies that make plastic bags, warns that banning plastic bags threatens up to 30,000 jobs across the country. And this law goes into effect. I'm going to say this about my girlfriend in Huntington Beach, because I went to Huntington Beach probably, it was 4 months ago. It was August, actually, it was. And I went with her to Trader Joe's. And when we were there, she brought her reusable bag. And she said, I said, oh, you're bringing a reusable bag? She said, oh, yeah, because they charge us for bags here. Now, that was taken, that was in July when we were picking up the grandkids. Excuse me. So I went a couple days early. I said, really? She said, oh, no, I think it was 22 cents, but it may have been 30 cents. But they were already, it was implemented already within Huntington Beach.
Well, here's from LJS who just jumped in. I asked them to put the items back in the cart because the bags are in the car. Great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. You know what? That way you don't have to bring them in and take up room.
Oh, that's a
Thank
great
you, LJS.
Idea.
Yeah, you just put everything back in the cart and then just take it out there, load it into your bags, which you have in the car, and take them home. Okay, you know what? I'm glad that we have people to think for us, and we got to take a break here. Red says it's 0.09 cent a bag if you buy them in bulk.
Oh, okay.
And can you bring in your old paper bags? Yeah, I guess
yes,
so.
Yes, you can take anything that you...
Yeah.
Well, you're not taking bags out of the store.
As long as you're not doing that. Okay. You know, that is... you know what? Really, that's a big change for people. And it's a way of... depending on how much they charge for bags, you can just get smacked again at the grocery store. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot. KCNR, 1460. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade.
Multiple prescriptions. You know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would just like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The bobtail drivers are busy delivering kerosene in the mountains, so give Danny a call and get on the delivery list. Johnny's been installing a lot of Toyo heaters, which are also great Christmas presents. So give him a call for a free estimate. Beth and Sherry have been doing a lot of pay-forward accounts, which really helps out this time of year. Robin has Clear Pearl at the Corning plant now for all the portable heaters. Joe up in Weaverville has Clear and Red Carol on Cardlock 24/7. So wherever you are, give us a call. When it comes to keeping people warm for the winter, nobody does it better than Northern Lights Energy. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:22 in the morning, December 29th. We're running out of December.
There's like a wall of
thought. We're running out of 2014 here with Carl and Linda Bott.
What? We're on Market Street, and there's a wall of fog that's coming down.
It's marching from the river. It's marching.
There's a Stephen King thing here going on?
It could
on?
Be.
It's God.
Anyway. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Speaking of a place you want to go down and have some great coffee, and you don't have to break the bank to get it. Tobacco and Brew at Espresso Joe's, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's your place for great coffee and more. Anything you could possibly want, from the little different flavors of cherry cream and Christmas crunch and all that, plus just regular great coffees, lattes, cappuccinos. Walk next door. They've got top-rated cigars that are for sale there, that in the 90s and 95 of the in the Cigar Aficionado. Great cigars, great flavors, all of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and it has veterans always get discounts there. We want to, you know, we were talked about this a little bit earlier, but we want to kind of give big thanks out here to somebody that's doing something, a business that's put their business right out there to help us. And we're here with Diane from Twin View Towing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we just kind of grabbed her as she was going by. You know what? Every year we kind of grab you at the last second. We got a plan on having you here, or just having schedule.
No problem.
It's kind of like how it happens, huh?
Yeah.
Did I drink too much? I'm not sure. Let me call Twin View.
That's exactly what we want them to do.
Well, this is exactly what we talk about, is this press release we got from you, and we've been talking about it every day.
Well, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about it, Diane. This is Diane Robertson who's with us.
Well, back in the early 90s when we started our business, we wanted to give something back to the community. And this was a nationwide program, and it was called TOWED, Towing Operators Working to Eliminate Drunk Driving. And it's where a towing company will go out and take a person in their vehicle home that's had too much to drink. So we started the program back there almost 24 years ago and have continued it ever since. And we've been doing this for the Redding community, where between Christmas Eve and New Year's, we provide you, if you've had too much to drink, a free tow home, and it's within a 5-mile radius of Redding.
Free tow. I mean, it's within 5 miles. And then, so you'll, no questions asked. Somebody calls you, one of your trucks will show up. You'll put their car on the back of the truck.
Wow.
And then drive them home for free.
That's exactly right.
What do you have, like,
there's
give me
no,
a visual.
There's no little catches to it or anything.
No catches.
Let me have a little visual here. What do you have, like, you know, you're serving, you know, hot cocoa and eggnog to like a group of people that are at the what do you want to call it? At
a party?
At your station or at your, you know, your headquarters, and then they're waiting for the calls.
Well, or they're sitting home waiting for the calls. The guys know every year we do this, and they all know that during the holidays that they might get that call out, you know, and it's 24/7, so it can happen at 2 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning or
How many do you usually do during this time frame?
Well, on an average, we do about 20.
Okay, have you seen the number go down, go up, or is that just
it'll fluctuate around here? I think it has a lot to do with the weather. Sometimes, you know, sometimes when it's, I think Reading tends to respond a lot. If it's really cold, you know, you might have people stay in more, or maybe they don't head home earlier. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but.
If it's colder, the more you have or the less you have?
Well, no, I think sometimes it's the less we
less you have.
Have
if it's real cold.
Just like really if it was a snowstorm or it's – Reading seems to kind of operate a lot by the weather.
Okay. So if it's a nice night and it's New Year's Eve, count on having the boys out and
that's
the girls
exactly
out.
Exactly right. Yeah. Everybody will be
well,
out.
Here's the thing that I think we forget is that, you know, we're – for those people who really aren't used to – drinking wine or any kind of having that much alcohol, someone may make a holiday punch, or you may have eggnog with something in it, and
or you may do six shots,
or you may not even realize that your system has changed, so how you're breaking down alcohol isn't the same as it would have been the year before. So I guess maybe is there like 4 or 5 spot checks you do before you walk out the door? Is there some kind of thing that you ask yourself, before I get into this car, can I da-da-da-da-da? Because we all think, oh, I'm fine, you know. I'm just wondering if there's some kind of rule of thumb.
I think if you have any doubt, I mean, if you think one drink is too much, or you feel you smell like alcohol, or you have any doubt, I don't see why you just wouldn't call us and have us come out. There's no reason to take any chances.
You know what? I truly believe Diane is right here on this one, because it's 0.8 or 0.08.
Correct.
And not 8. Point's 0.08. And if you can blow that, if you're a person, say, of 130 pounds, and you have 2 drinks, 2 martinis,
exactly.
And you drink them, you know, you drink 2 martinis in an hour, you could theoretically blow, that 0.08, and then you are DUI. Even if it doesn't seem like you're inebriated, but they could pull you over for something else, and especially during this time frame, they could pull you over because you made you turned right and you shouldn't have, or you whatever it is. And then once they pull you over, then they ask you to take the test. And once they ask you to blow into the breathalyzer there, you're toast. So I agree with you 100%. If there's any doubt, is to give Diane and Twin View Towing a phone call. Now, what's the number here?
It's 243-1010.
That's what we've been telling people. I'm glad it was the right number.
Yeah.
And so you are out there to serve the community, and we can't thank you and Ken enough. For what you do here. I mean, this is fantastic. You know, I tell our people that are here in town that to call a cab company if there's a doubt, you know, for the rest of the year. And we've got, in fact, we have an account with Yellow Cab that if any of our people need a ride during the rest of the year, that they can just call Yellow Cab, because I don't want them stuck out there. I don't want them driving. And what you're offering during this time frame gets the car home, too.
That's exactly. Fantastic.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Again, the phone number.
243-1010.
And by the way, we've used your company before on little altercations we've had with our car. And your guys are always
very
quick. They're very professional, and they come out and fix things.
Well, thank you so much, and we really appreciate you getting the word out.
You bet. Okay.
Thanks, Diane.
We've been here with Diane Robertson of Twin View Towing. She and her husband have started this free holiday program called Towed, and if you have any questions at all about your driving ability, they are going to pick up you and your car and deliver it within 5 miles of Reading. What a great deal that is, and what super people they are. Okay, the interview. Okay, I have been railing about the interview for a week here about how stupid it was for Sony to do something this dumb And I'm right. I mean, who would do a movie about a live paranoid dictator who has nuclear weapons, and the whole movie is set up a comedy to assassinate him, and then you kill him at the end? Well, of course, everybody knows the story. They got hacked. All these embarrassing things happened. The president of probably Sony Pictures is probably going to be fired here in the next couple, probably next year. Well, but so, and then they said they pulled the release of the interview, which makes them even now cowardly. And people say, it's not their fault. They've been threatened. You know, wake up, people. Smell the coffee. We're threatened all the time. We're threatened every day. So we should not release movies. We should just roll over, and like the little puppy dog when he's scared, roll over and then pee on yourself. No, you go on with your life. So you do release it. Well, they didn't do it until, I mean, public comment. Even President Obama said this is the wrong decision. And he's right. You know, what are we going to do? Roll over every time somebody threatens a movie? Well, Sony did, and then they re-rolled. They said, okay, we're not going to let our First Amendment rights. Well, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. You pulled it. You did everything wrong, and then you had it run. So over the weekend when they had it, they set a new Sony record for downloads, $15 million worth of downloads on the internet, which says, I want to see the movie, but I'm not going to go to the theater. And they had, but they also had like $2.8 million in the theaters, including the ones in Texas. This one group in Texas we were sold out in every one of our theaters. But it was the Alamo Draft House, which says most of its 19 locations were sold out. You know, you just have to, you know, the Alamo. I can't help but think that's Texas. Down there. And they said, we don't care. We're going in there because we got more guns than they got. Come on in. Start the fight. Start the fight. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We are accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great-tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best-tasting spring water in the world.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Crossbearers is a free veteran support group for Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. Still dealing with PTSD? Still feeling misunderstood? Missing the camaraderie? Issues with VA paperwork? These are just a few of the issues we can talk about in our group. Crossbearers meets every Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Neighborhood Church in Redding. For more information, contact Rob Garcia at 530-221-5683. Crossbearers, a group for veterans, run by veterans.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. 31 degrees here on this Monday, the 29th. We have just a few days left before we close out our 2014. So happy to have you with us. Good morning, Chat Pack. We love you guys. Okay, morning frost today with temperatures around 48, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures plummeting to 31. You know, it's that freeze, so bring in those palms. I haven't done that yet. Gonna bring in my little split tail palms. Breezy tomorrow. Gosh. They're talking about gusts up to 34 miles per hour. So it is definitely scarf and mitten weather. Tuesday night, mostly clear with temperatures around 31. Sunny Wednesday, which of course we start to get ready for our the beginning of 2015. So we'll have temperatures around 50. With a clear night of around 34, the weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Now, Carl, I wanted to talk to you about this.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time for great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold at Cypress Square Barbershop right across from Subway off of Athens Avenue.
You're getting over there today, aren't you?
I am. I have to. I have to finish up the year with a fresh haircut.
All right. So Moscow is going on a huge shopping spree for weapons and military equipment. Headlines. Russian defense companies boosted sales by more than 20% last year, driven by demand from the country's military, according to new data from a Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. Russia has become investing heavily in upgrades to its military capabilities. President Vladimir Putin plans to spend more than 20 trillion rubles. That equates to $700 billion, bringing equipment to up to date by 2025. Just FYI.
They're pushing. There's a lot of things, especially with the rubles, in deep trouble in the economy anyway. How about this? That gun ownership in states that have gun ownership, crime has dropped dramatically more than in states without them. A study by the Crime Prevention Research Center earlier this year found that 11.1 million Americans have concealed carry permits, up from 4.5 million in 2007. During that period, murder and violent crime rates dropped 22%. In 1987, the total crime rate was 5,550 per 100,000 people, while the violent crime was 610 per 100,000. By 2013, the figure had dropped to 3,099 and 368, almost half on that. So you have to ask yourself, is there a cause and effect? Is it because there's more concealed carry? Is it because crime has just gone down? Is it better policing? What are all the reasons for this? But if concealed carry is that one of the reasons that has dropped, are people being are criminals starting to take a second look and saying, well, you know what? They could be armed. I'm moving on to another person. I'm moving on to another area instead of up here in Shasta County where over 6,000 of your fellow citizens are armed. And I don't know if that's scary or not, but I know the ones that we have put through classes and the ones that I have talked to from other classes, that everybody understands that and that big thing that they have when they're carrying a firearm.
Over the weekend in the news, a 37-year-old broke into an elderly couple's house at 3 o'clock in the morning and found himself confronted by a gentleman defending himself with a handgun. The individual departed the premises and was later picked up.
Well, that's just terrible. Was that here in Reading?
Yeah.
In Reading. Well, you know what the fact is the police, as we know, and this is, we might as well move on into this, into big stories from 2014. This is a continuation of story. And it started with AB 109 3 years ago. And frankly, there's been no changes since the beginning. When we said 3 years ago, and if you can imagine this, we're now in our sixth year, Linda. In our sixth year, we've been broadcasting 5 years into our sixth year now. And 3 years ago, we were talking about AB 109 and the impact it was going to have on our city, our county, and the people here. And we talked to the experts. The experts were on the show. And every one of them agreed there was going to be a big impact. And guess what? They were right. Crime shot up. Now it's gone down some and kind of leveled off. We didn't have enough police. We don't have enough sheriffs. We don't have mainly enough room in the jail. Big stories this year is crime. Talk, like I said, has been going on for 3 years, and not one thing to combat crime have I seen come out of the Board of Supervisors, and very little out of the city council, nor the city manager. The city manager says, wait a minute, I just carry out the plans of the city council. Well, you know what, Kurt? We need more from you. If the city council can't do it, then you're getting paid a lot of money to have vision here to figure out how to do this. And frankly, that this needs to be done. So where did this? And so when we had this town hall meeting 3 years later in July, the people spoke. Chief Rob Pelletti put everybody had anything to do with crime fighting on the stage with them. And immediately, you're right, hon, we had, after the bikes were bought by the Downtown Reading Business Association, bought the bikes, and we put police on the bikes downtown and also on Hilltop. That worked. Crime fighting groups, the Downtown Criminal Business Watch from Hilltop and Ed Rollman started a crime watch group. That worked. But one of the biggest things that happened was April LaFrance and the Safe Cities Project that had a couple of thousand people show up at Chief Pelletti's open house. I'm sorry, a town hall meeting. And they came up with 10 ideas. Some people, oh, guys, that's a horrible idea. But at least they were ideas. She stood up with her people and said, this is what we want to do. These are the ideas. And guess what? Oh, my God, the people, when they talked about maybe we should take some money from the library. Oh, no, you can't do that. Well, yeah, you can. If you've got crime and that much crime going, then maybe we need to, if you can't use the library because of crime, then why have the library? So what you do is, yes, we need the library. No, don't close the library down, but maybe we need to take a look at maybe changing hours to get some money for more policemen. We tried to do the tax, Measure F, but it takes 66%. You got 54% or 55% that said, yes, let's raise taxes. So that immediately is going to be the mantra of the county and the city. Raise taxes and let's do a half cent because only half, you know, and let's just have half of it go. We can say half of it goes to the police. Well, what about 75%. What about 80% goes to the police? Put that into the second initiative that goes, let's raise taxes, but let's make sure 80% of it goes to police, the jail, all these things to house criminals. But see, that's where that's the mantra it's going to be is raise taxes. Unless you show me how you're going to raise taxes, I will fight it and fight it and fight it and fight it and where that money's going to go and to make sure it is. And but of course, with just it going into the general fund, how are you ever going to know they're going to do that? Even though this is what they promised. But the bottom line is this. 3 years later, we are still in the exact situation as we were 3 years ago. The jails filled up. Not the sheriff's fault. He only has so many rooms at the end. We've got a new one we're building. So let's open up a work camp. Well, okay, let's do that. Well, it costs money. And every time you say something, it costs money. One of the things that Brent Weaver ran on was, I want to plan immediately on what we're going to do. Well, I think on January the 20th or something like this, I'm going to have to go back and look it up. Kurt Starman says, okay, we will be able to tell you how much it's going to cost to do this planning. Excuse me. Or maybe before that, but we're going to tell you how much it's going to cost to come up with a far reaching plan on how to address crime. Okay. Frankly, I find this whole thing ridiculous. I mean, you know what? We're putting staff people to work on doing things they're going to be working at anyway. So, I mean, is it going to cost more for them to do this? Are we going to hire experts from outside and pay them, you know, a great deal of money to talk about this? I mean, you've got ideas and how to do them. How hard is it? How hard is it to face that? But illegal camps, crime. Things that have to be addressed in early in this year. But frankly, I've watched it for the last 3 years. What do you think is really going to happen this year? Are they going to move the illegal camps? Are they going to start putting two or three, four policemen and code enforcement on these and start moving them all at the same time so they just can't move from spot to spot? Are you going to force them out of public areas, give them their 7 days, and then hit it and hit five of them at the same time and push them out? Are you going to do that? Do we have the will to do that? Do we have the will to do to pass the anti-loitering, the no laying or sitting on the sidewalks? Can we do that? We did a no loitering sign down in the parking structure. It seemed to work pretty well. But these are things. This was a big story this year. This is where two of our new city council people won, fighting crime and taking care of this homeless problem. So I am looking forward to seeing what this new year holds when Brent Weaver and Kristen Schrader tell us how they're going to do this. When they show us, when they give us their vision of which way the city could go, this is why they were elected. This was two of the reasons they were elected. And Francie Sullivan, reelected. She's the mayor. So we expect Francie Sullivan to take the lead in this. And we expect him to hold Kurt Starman and the rest of his staff liable. And what I would really like to see is not see $20,000 to $50,000 in raises to individuals this coming year. That's one of the things, for things you might want to wish for a new year, until we get some of the unfunded liabilities. But that's a different story. We can talk about that. But tomorrow we're going to talk about some other things that came up here in the city, in the state, in the nation over the last year, including kind of saying adieu to a lot of people that passed away this year, some famous, some not so famous, but had a huge impact on your life. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Get 0% financing for up to 72 months right now on all new 2015 Kia Optimas and Kia Sorentos at Redding Kia and a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, complimentary lifetime oil changes. See Redding Kia for details on approval of credit plus government fees, taxes, any dealer documentation processing charge, and any emission testing charge. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale. This offer ends December 3rd. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding, reddingkia.com.
Merry Christmas from Redding Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility. On behalf of all RU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember, never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Redding Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2014 and wishes you and your family a prosperous new year.
Did you know Turtle Bay offers free admission to active duty military families? Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Liberty on the Border, is a perfect opportunity to enjoy this perk. Starting October 11th, you can learn why the Civil War came about and the impact it still has on society today. Liberty on the Border is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, supported by Best Western Plus Hilltop Inn, C.R. Gibbs American Grill, and KCNR 1460 AM Free Fire Media. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
There's nothing like being home for the holidays.
Yet our animal shelter is full of wonderful dogs and cats that may not have a home of their own this holiday season. During the months of November and December, Haven Humane Society is challenging the community to give 200 shelter pets a home for the holidays. Adoption fees are discounted up to 50%. Please give a shelter dog or cat a place to call home this holiday season. Follow our challenge on Facebook and visit Haven Humane Society at 7449 Eastside Road to bring home the greatest gift of all this holiday season.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, good morning and welcome back to KCNR on this Monday morning. It's the 29th. Hope you had a wonderful holiday season as it continues here and we go into, the ending of a year and reminiscing, beginning new memories, and making wonderful memories as our 2015 occurs. Wanted to give you a little, heads up. I did re-sign with Wind River for Elements Lounge, beginning with a February 14th special Valentine show that will be in Elements Lounge. And then after that, the first Thursday of every month for, I think we're going up until June. But so if you want to do something for special for Valentine's from 7 to 9, that's going to go really fast. You know, it's limited seating inside the Elements Lounge, but they do, you know, special dinners. And I'm going to be having my trio, plus I've invited Lou White to be my special guest, which is great because he plays saxophone and he sings and he plays flute and he plays, you know, a clarinet. We're going to do jazz standards, and then he likes to do a little bit of his old-time rock and roll, which is fun. So you can dance. There's a bunch of fun stuff to do there.
It will be a romantic night.
Yeah, 243-3377. 243-3377. Now, usually I've been doing Thursday nights, but this will be literally on February 14th. That's a Saturday night. Fun night to go out at Wind River in the Elements Lounge.
And I'm sure they're going to put together some kind of deal.
There's a package. We'll find out in the next week or so.
We'll find out what the package is so you can spend the night there with your loved one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to worry. You can dine and dance and have champagne and then just spend the night there. What a great night. Mm. Yeah.
Great.
All right. Now, Bad Bob, one of the things, we got like 8 minutes left. People talk about net neutrality.
Yes.
And how this is going to be a huge battle. Now, frankly, I've been reading back and forth. So can you give us what net neutrality is, the goods, the bads, pros, and the cons?
Let me give you an example.
And the reason we're asking Bad Bob, of course, is Boomer Technology. He and his wife, Brenda, have this wonderful two-hour show every Saturday from 12 to 2 and have been talking about technology for the last 6 years.
Yeah. Basically, let's use an example here. For when people listen to KCNR 1460 on streaming audio, they are picking up data off of the internet. They also use that same internet pipeline to watch movies from Netflix or download something from Amazon. What net neutrality entails is that the carriers, your AT&T, your Comcast, those carriers would, for a fee, give someone's traffic priority. In other words, Netflix could cut a deal that their movies would get onto the fast lane and get priority traffic. So if everybody's downstreaming the latest version of House of Cards, then KCNR's audio would be pushed over onto the shoulder and have to gradually work its way through because we wouldn't be paying that fee for the fast lane. That's net neutrality in a nutshell.
So in other words, then a big company could buy
priority.
They could get into the fast lane.
Yeah.
Kind of like you have now with HOV lanes. Is that if you want to drive an HOV lane, you have to pay for it.
Yes.
And on the regular roads, and then you have toll roads too. So, but on the HOV or the high, the carpool lanes, you put a little transmitter on your car, and it runs through there. It charges you every time you go by. The thing.
Yeah.
You get there faster.
Yes.
But you pay for it. So now what you're saying is, in Netflix or whoever it is, Yahoo. Can pay the extra money, they get the lanes, then anybody else who doesn't have this kind of money is pushed off the side. Does that mean slower?
It means you would not get priority handling. Now, is that going to mean that maybe people would have trouble listening to the stream? I think that market forces will prevail in this. So you've got two viewpoints. You've got the viewpoint that the internet must be treated like a common carrier, which it is not right now. If the FCC redefines the rules that makes the internet a common carrier, in other words, it's like telephone service, it's like the telegraph lines, it's like cable TV, then it falls under rules that currently do not apply to the internet, because the internet is not regarded as a common carrier. It is regarded as a service provided that what ISP literally means internet service provider. So it would redefine those rules and subject these companies to a lot more governmental oversight in terms of tariffs and what they can charge. And right now it's a wide open thing. One example I would point out is that in terms of internet service capability, the U.S. is so far behind most of Europe. People in Belarus can, for $40, get 10 times the internet speed and capacity that we can get right here in Redding, California. And why is that? Because, first of all, they didn't have to build on existing infrastructure. They built it from the ground up. But second of all, it's about the government having a much bigger hand in the infrastructure.
Okay, so the government then, if they okay what does Obama want? Does he want this to be so people have to pay for the net?
Well, you see, there's where the Democrats are kind of in a corner, because the corporates who are paying significant amounts of money towards various reelection campaigns say, we want to be able to charge whatever we feel like charging. Meanwhile, the internet advocacy groups say that we should be able to have the very best service, because it's become a fundamental human right to be able to send and receive emails and stream our video and pirate stuff and all that. Meanwhile, the corporations are saying, hey, we got to make a profit here, make our shareholders happy. So there's a lot of factors here that it's going to be an interesting year in terms of the internet. I'm a big fan of good open high-speed internet, but these companies do have to invest in more infrastructure. It's why this new trend with the super high-resolution TVs can't take off, in my view, because we don't have the means to deliver the content to all the households. I can't get internet out at my house right now very well, fast enough to watch a movie streaming.
Wow.
So the companies have not had the incentive to install high-speed backbones.
Because they don't make any money off it.
Do you think that could be a deterrent in Reading for big businesses to come here?
We do not have a good high-speed fiber network into this town, and that's something we badly need.
Well, that's a good point, Lynn, because one of the things that we've asked every one of our people running for office, are you willing to back a high-speed internet drop here in town? And most of them don't even understand what that means, because you're talking about a big pipe here. That what that does is it allows people in the software and the mm-hmm. and the technical side of it to be able to have a high speed internet with a big pipe that takes them back down the road.
And companies now, that are doing lots of online ordering that have massive amounts of,
or just,
you know,
software production.
Yes.
And, well, you know, but the thing is, we have the pipe. It goes right down the freeway. The question is, are you willing to pay the few million dollars it's going to take to move it from the freeway to a drop?
And
here
is it a few million?
Area? Well,
we don't even know what the cost
is. I think it said $3 to $5 million to do something like that. But where do you drop it off at? Stillwater?
Well, there has to be the distribution network. There has to be what's called the last mile. We're never going to see, not in our lifetime. Well, that's probably not an accurate statement. We're not going to see fiber coming into our houses anytime soon. Copper wire is still the way to get. Whether it be a cable or Twisted Pair, which is the telephone company, we're not going to see fiber optic coming directly into the house as we had all hoped for back in the 90s. But there certainly is room for a lot of improvement in being able to get into those high-speed networks, because we've had several outages in the last year because one piece of fiber down around Orland, I think, gets cut once in a while. And that is cut off.
They had one outside San Francisco one time that cut us off for 6 hours. Okay, everybody. This is going to be big. So you can end up costing, your internet can end up, you end up paying for internet, where now you've had it for free. And like you would pay for Netflix.
Well, you would have to pay for the higher speed access.
Right, if you wanted the higher speed. And if you didn't, well, you've got that. You can either take cable or others that do it. So it's going to be interesting how that works. Now, tomorrow, starting at 7:05 in the morning after the news, we're going to do important stories from this year in Reading and in the North State, and probably, you know, also California. Yeah. Probably talk a little bit about the elections. Talk a lot about our local elections, but we also want to talk about, you know, things that are happening with the drought, with the water, and all of the ones that kind of impacted on us this year. And plus, as I said, we say farewell to a lot of people from, that passed away in 2014. Some you know very well by their names. Some you don't know at all, but yet have had a huge impact on you because they invented something that touches your life every day.
I also want to do a thanks again to Leonard from Four Winds Jewelry, Shelley from Tobacco and Brew, the gals over at Dandelion, Carousel, Red Fox, who unfortunately is closing her doors, but still just were so helpful during the holiday seasons to make it special for us. The list will go on. We want to do a shout out, of course, to the folks at Enjoy Magazine who are celebrating 10 years.
That's right. And we also want to thank everybody that, that put that that stood with us for Liberty on the Border. We made our we made our donation for it, and we want to thank everybody there, and we're going to do that also. Tomorrow also Haven Humane will be with us. And we kind of close out the year with what's happening with our furry friends also. So everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Well, I won't
which are you
back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Officials will be testing samples from an oil slick spotted in the Java Sea to see if it might be from that missing jet that disappeared in stormy weather on Saturday. There was no distress call before AirAsia Flight 8501 disappeared from radar, but former NTSB Chairwoman Deborah Hirschman tells CBS's This Morning that is not unusual.
They've got to handle that airplane and make sure that that is their first priority, and so it's not necessarily a surprise if you're in an emergency that they're not actually narrating play-by-play what's happening over air traffic.
It is an agonizing wait for families and loved ones of passengers on board. AirAsia CEO Tony Fernandez says the company is doing what it can.
We haven't started talking about compensation. Our focus now is to take care of them and provide them what they require over the next few days.
A second day of air searches has been suspended because of darkness. Survivors are telling of panic on board a Greek ferry.